come out for one purpose and one purpose only. That is to worship God in spirit and in truth. Seeking His face, whom our lives is in His hands. Hoping and trusting that God has in store for us a blessing today. And the writer said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me and see that I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you'll not be able to contain. I believe today if we'll trust the Lord and call upon the name of Jesus this morning, that He will let the ointment of His love flow down through the golden pipes and pour out into the golden bowl. That our cups, as David of old had said, that His cup, He anointed my head with oil and His cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy would follow Him all the days of His life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This salvation that Jesus has to offer, it's not just for a day. It's not just for a moment of time. But it's eternal today, and the God that we serve and the God that we trust in is an eternal God, Dad, and He never changes. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and I change not. Told John on the Isle of Patmos and said, John, behold, John, I am he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death and of hell. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. And the old writer, when God told Moses, He said, you tell Pharaoh, I am that I am has sent you. Who is He today to you this morning? Is He your I am this morning? The only God, the only One is to be reverent above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come eternal in the heavens, brethren, this morning. The God in heaven who had promised unto us, Brother Lon, many, many years ago and said, He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Are you looking unto the One, the author and the finisher of our faith? Are you looking unto Him who has your life in His hand this morning? We're out here this morning to give Him glory and honor, praise that He so richly deserves. I hope I can draw in your wondering minds this morning, that we might be able to draw in our wondering minds and begin to focus upon heaven and immortal glory this morning. If you ever expect to be blessed from heaven, you must humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, who He said in due time will raise you up. We don't know what the time will be when God will lift down, reach down His mighty hand as He did. I saw in the book of Ezekiel the wheels and the chariots, brethren, and under them was hands. And I want you to know this morning that there is an unseen hand, and He's a guiding the old ship along, brethren. And those that put their trust in the Lord, though the gales of wind are great and though temptations come, God has given us a way, brethren. He said, with the temptations, I'll make a way for your escape. Brother Bill, you know what that way is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. By Him this morning we move and have our being. by Him this morning. We can have eternal life, for He said, because I live, Brother Fletcher, you can live also this morning. There's life in the King of righteousness this morning. Without Him, you'll see no life, but a certain fear and a fiery indignation when He returns. What will you do with Jesus when He comes to you? Young and old, though your days be 100+, if you don't know the Lord, it'd have been better if you'd have never been born. Seek the Lord in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw not now, the years will come when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Amen. Seek Him in the days of thy youth. Why? Because your life will be filled, for he that seek the kingdom of heaven, all these other things will be added unto you. What will be added unto you? The necessity things of this life. But most of all, there's a hope of glory. A shed abroad in the heart. That's what I want this morning. Let the world go and do as they may. But as for me and my house, I'll serve the Lord all the days of my life that He permits me. Whether they be few or many, they'll all be devoted unto Him. This morning, children, seeking while He may be found. My sister sitting here to be baptized today. Think of all the years that she wasted. Friend today, don't wait until you're old, but seek Him while He may be found, and call upon Him while He's near, for the day of His coming is nigh. The day is drawn nigh, and who shall be able to stand the day of His coming? Only them that's been down to the banquet house, only them the banner Brother Homer has been over them love. May the blood of Christ that's shed abroad in your heart cleanse you from all sin. And He will if you ask of Him. Oh, I'm satisfied. I didn't get up to introduce. I get carried away sometimes because of His love. Because I love Him this morning more than I love life. Life to me without God would be nothing. I'd rather be dead than in the grave. I don't want to live without Him, Brother Glenn. Because He is my life. He's my rock in a weary land. He's my shelter in the times of storm. When the storms of life hover around you, friend, there's no friend like Jesus this morning. He's a friend at hand and not afar off, Brother Fletcher.